Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith, and in this show we are going to discuss a topic that I discuss in my seminar, Proactive Testing Risk-Based Planning, Cut Software Overruns. And the topic that we're going to discuss is no busy work test plans. So, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions and that you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. So, test plans are for many people a dirty word. There are a lot of people, including some of the best known names in the testing community, whose experience with test plans has not been very satisfactory. When I present seminars and do consulting with people on testing, I very often ask them, first of all, if they have test plans, and many people say they do. And then I ask them to describe to me what their test plans are. Probably more than two-thirds of those organizations, maybe even 80%, their definition of a test plan is the set of test cases. Now, test cases are what are executed. They have an input and an expected result. And organizations ordinarily have a large number of test cases, and the test cases are frequently written in a very laborious procedural manner, and they take a lot of time to write, and the more detailed they are, the more difficult they are to maintain. So when test cases include a lot of procedural information, things like click here, look down there, and so forth, that's procedural instructions. And a lot of test cases are written with a lot of step-by-step, keystroke-level procedural instructions and detail. They're very time-consuming to write. They're very time-consuming to modify, and they always have to be modified because programs change and navigation changes and things like that. And so the more that you write of procedural-oriented test cases, the longer it takes you to maintain them, and the longer it takes you to write and maintain those test cases, the less time you have available for actually executing the test cases. And so, especially in organizations where procedural test cases are called the test plan, it's not surprising that there's a real understandable reaction against writing what they call test plans, because they find that a lot of that writing ends up interfering with their ability to run tests. It takes so long to write, and it takes so long to modify those test cases that they end up not being able to run very many of them. Now, in addition, there are a number of other characteristics that people call test plans, or characteristics of what people call test plans, that also include a lot of writing for the sake of writing, a lot of busy work, frankly. And so at any rate, what happens is that, at least in my interpretation, people who have had exposure to what are called test plans that involve a lot of writing and especially a lot of kind of perfunctory busy work writing, understandably find that that writing is useless, that that writing is simply an impediment to their getting anything done. And so consequently, there has been a kind of a shift of the pendulum swinging to the opposite extreme, and a number of people whose experience is with things called test plans that involve all this busy work have gone to the opposite extreme and said, let's just not write anything. Let's just not have test plans. Now, that's very appealing, especially to a tester who has been inundated in this high busy work writing activity. But I'm going to suggest that the problem is different from the way it's characterized, and the solution is far different from the way that it ordinarily is characterized. Because essentially the solution says, don't write anything because writing stuff just wastes time. Just go test. Just go run tests because you're a smart person and you can just run your tests very well without wasting time on all this writing. So I'm going to suggest a couple of things that change this view. And first of all, I am the last person to advocate writing one more word than is helpful. But I don't want somebody to write one fewer word than is helpful. The key operative term is helpful. We want writing to help us. And writing does help us. Writing helps us remember things. It helps us so we don't forget. It helps us share. If you don't have something written down, it's real hard to share, especially with more than one person. And especially, it's hard to share it consistently. Writing gives you the opportunity to reuse things. It gives you the opportunity to refine and improve the writing as you learn more. It gives you something to guide your work. It gives you a way to check whether you've done what you intended to do. So there are a lot of benefits of writing. But the writing needs to be in a helpful and in an efficient manner. And so when we encourage writing test plans, first of all, we make a distinction between test plans and test cases. A test plan, as we use the term and as used in the IEEE standard 829, is a project plan. A project plan for the testing project. And in fact, there are two types of test plans. There's what's called a master test plan, which is the project plan for the testing project. And the testing project is a sub-project within the overall development project. And then there are what are called detailed test plans for major testing components, but still smaller than the overall testing project. So detailed test plans are project plans for testing sub-projects. And there are detailed test plans, or could be detailed test plans, for unit tests, for integration tests, for system tests, for special tests, things like stress tests, load tests, security testing. If there's an independent QA test, that would have a detailed test plan or detailed test plans, and acceptance tests would have one or more detailed test plans associated with them. So detailed test plans are project plans. The master test plan is a project plan. The detailed test plans identify what are called test design specifications. And test design specifications in turn identify sets of test cases, the executable inputs and/or conditions, and expected results. So, test planning is really project planning. It's not creating test cases. And a major part of the test planning is, at the master test plan level, identifying the set of detailed test plans that, taken together, will give you confidence that the system that the testing works. In the master test plan, that's a list. It's a list of detailed test plans. In each detailed test plan, we're identifying what the set of test design specifications is that, taken together, will give us confidence that that particular unit test or integration test or system test or whatever works. And once again, it's a list of test design specifications. It's not wordy, it's a list. It's very economical. And the test design specification, we typically have a test design specification for each key feature, function, or capability. So it's dealing with a smaller topic, a smaller risk. And the test design specification, in turn, identifies a list of the test cases that, taken together, will give us confidence that that test design specification works. So we've got list, list, list. Very minimal information, but valuable and useful information. And then we do risk analysis. And based upon the risk analysis involved with the master test plan helps us identify the set of detailed test plans that, taken together, will give us confidence that the overall testing works. And so we do risk analysis and prioritization, and that helps us then zero in on that subset of detailed test plans that we want to elaborate and drive down further to greater detail. And similarly, we do the same thing then with the set of detailed test plans and identify the set of test design specifications that we want to focus on. And then with them, we do a similar risk analysis and zero in on the set of test cases that we want to focus on. Now, each of these, until we get to the test cases that we're actually going to focus on, these are lists. They're as economical and as truly agile as you can possibly get. Now, when we write test cases, we strongly encourage physically separating the test case, which is the inputs and/or conditions and expected results, from the procedural information related to that. And there are two reasons for that. One of which is that embedding the procedural information is enormously time-consuming and enormously redundant and enormously difficult to maintain. The other reason is that the test procedures actually act in a one-to-many relationship with the test cases. That is, the same test procedure will be used for executing many combinations of inputs and expected results. So by defining a test procedure once rather than over and over again, and linking it to the set of inputs and/or conditions and expected results, which is once again just a big list, we're cutting down considerably on busy work. We're cutting down considerably on time-consuming and redundant work. And we're creating a situation that contains absolutely the minimal amount of information necessary to guide reliable and responsible testing. Now that, the minimum amount of information that's necessary to guide responsible and effective work, that is what true agility is. And that's what proactive testing advocates. So we have no busy work in the test plans, and we don't consider test plans to be test cases, but rather test plans are project plans, but ultimately they are linking to and identifying through a series of decompositions from master test plan to detailed test plan to test design specification to test cases. They are identifying list by list by list, economically and efficiently and agilely, the way to plan and drive your testing so that you get the most benefit with the least effort. So I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Robin Goldsmith. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today. Remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com, and I hope to see you and your colleagues in future radio and seminar presentations. Thank you very much.